This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. SEPTA is testing a new approach to keep its stations clean and safe while helping people who are suffering from addiction. The Transit Authority says it's a response to an increase in the number of people who have been taking shelter at bus and subway stops over the years. WHYY's Daryl C. Murphy has more.
If you take the Market Frankfurt line to Somerset Station and exit onto Kensington Avenue, you might see someone like Kenneth Harris, standing near the entrance, offering help to someone dealing with addiction.
I hate that somebody's stuck in that rut. Active addiction is a horrible situation, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Harris is an outreach specialist for Marikee, a social services agency that recently partnered with SEPTA to help people who suffer from the disorder.
They're looking for us to do something different.
Yeah. Somerset sits in the heart of the region's opioid crisis. It's a spot Harris knows well. It's where he once sold drugs and struggled with addiction himself. He has since left that life behind for recovery, and now he wants to help others do the same.
If they don't already know me and know my story, I'm freely giving them my story. And they're seeing me standing here making a difference and doing something different. Once upon a time, I stood here and sold works. I stood here and I was the problem.
But now, Harris's work might be part of a greater solution with a new initiative from SEPTA called SCOPE.
You got safety, cleaning, and ownership, partnership, and engagement. So this is a company-wide effort.
That's Ken Divers. He's an assistant director of transportation at SEPTA, and he runs the initiative. Despite the clever name, SCOPE is simply a commitment to doing what SEPTA is already expected to do. Keep its stations clean and safe for its riders and employees. But with the addition of social workers, Divers says SEPTA wants to avoid criminalizing people who need help.
Before, our business was to police the vulnerable population off our system. Well, studies have shown that policing don't work. What works is a human approach.
SEPTA created the program earlier this year as it saw more people flock to the system seeking shelter. And the authority saw a chance to try its new approach at Somerset Station, where the crowding created safety issues. People would gather at the entrance and on the stairs leading up to the platform, some shooting up drugs. The authority closed the station back in March after its elevators were damaged by urine and needles. SEPTA repaired the elevators. They even added attendants to help keep them clean and working. They also did a deep clean and made some additional upgrades. Riders can now climb stairs without stepping around people and breeze through the turnstile to an almost empty platform. The station is also staffed with two SEPTA police officers and social workers from Marikee.
Before, we didn't have an idea how to solve the problem. Now, we have an idea how to solve the problem, and it's a fixable problem.
Anthony Miller is a Kensington resident who works with the local community organization. He says he uses the station once or twice a week.
Somerset is cleaner than I've ever seen it.
The station has become a model for SEPTA, and Divers hopes to replicate this turnaround throughout the system, starting with other stations near Somerset and Kensington. Workers are currently upgrading Allegheny Station, and Huntingdon is next. He says SEPTA is trying to be a major player in addressing homelessness and the opioid crisis.
It's not just isolated to SEPTA property, but there's an ecosystem that touches every neighborhood, every aspect of the city of Philadelphia and the surrounding five counties.
The project also led to more engagement with the Kensington community, but it didn't come without a fight. To fix the broken elevators, SEPTA closed the station with little notice to residents, and they pushed back and demanded more transparency and involvement. SEPTA now meets with the community members once a month. Eduardo Esquivel is one of them. He says SEPTA's work at the stations could be effective, but the crowds of people seeking shelter are just migrating to other stops. Plus, homelessness and addiction, and one of the biggest open-air drug markets in the country, those are issues that go beyond transit.
Seems like we might have our train stations back. I still don't have my parks back. I still can't walk down the street. I still have my neighbors and myself facing violence on the streets.
Esquivel and his neighbors are in talks with the city for safer public spaces in the community. Daryl C. Murphy, WHYY News.